Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today are guests Hung Fuk Lee and Jennifer Ruzicka. Welcome.
Hi.
First, let's start with your amazing move to the United States, Hung. What happened and how is it now inspiring your music?
I came over in Operation Baby Lift in 1975. And how has it affected my music as far as just a life's journey of pain and suffering, and then at the end, or presently, in a very good place to be, a very positive place to be. And so has it affected my music? It's taken my music and makes me want to make everybody else happy with it. And that's my purpose in music and playing my flutes, is that I want to bring joy to people without anything, just give it to them.
Is that why you feel you were drawn to the Native American flute so specifically?
Mainly when it came to that, it was the Native American flute and the woodwind instruments just seem to be more rote into our DNA. It's a natural sound that can come in the forest, through the forest, if the wind is hitting the branches just correctly and just right. And it just seems that I can harness that nature, and that's why I think it's a better sound for me.
What will you be playing first?
The Fall of Saigon.
So the meaning is pretty clear in the title, but do you want to tell us more about The Fall of Saigon?
Well, the arrangement is pretty much, you know, the piano is pretty much the communist, and the flute is pretty much the South Vietnamese and Montagnard. And the disorganized situation of losing your country, and I had no choice in the matter of what I was going to do. I was 6 months old, so I didn't have any choice in that. And so I guess the music that we play for that song is pretty much just the disorganization of losing everything.
Thank you.
That was The Fall of Saigon. What passions outside of music do you have?
I've raced BMX bikes for 27 years, and then I also I own a bike shop now in Naples, Florida, here at CJ and Hung's house at Trikes and Bikes in Naples, Florida. We just opened that up. And until I have kids, everybody else is my kid, and I'm a coach for BMX racing. So it's been a really, really fun thing to do.
Does that ever have any ties into your music?
Besides the rhythm section on the track, no, not so much. I do try to bring kind of a balance of peace to my little racers. I have a lot of little kids, and part of the racing is getting a good balance.
What will you be playing first next?
That'd be Evacuation.
Explain the situation behind this piece.
Evacuation is depicting pretty much the Operation Babylift in 1975, in which I came over. When they knew the fall of Saigon was happening, the fact that there was the government over here knew that there was going to be a slaughter of innocent children, and that's when they enacted this Operation Babylift, and there was around 2,000 that you know got out. And I was one of them. I was 6 months old in a little cardboard box in the bottom of the C5. And I was one of the very lucky ones in that.
Thank you.
That was our guests Hung on the B minor double flute and Jennifer on the keyboard for Evacuation. Jennifer, not to date you, but what started the nearly 40-year relationship you've had with the piano?
I started piano, I guess my mom, you know. She played, not professionally, she played in the house. And I started when I was a kid, and it just kept, and I just kept going, and just that's how it happened, you know. It's like everybody else. They start with little piano lessons, and you just go and go and go. That's how it went on.
As an international artist, how does music impact your worldview?
Oh, immensely. I mean, music is completely global, and especially with all the technology that has occurred over the years, I think that music globally has a chance to bring people together from completely different aspects of the globe, not only culturally, but also I strongly feel politically as well.
Is there a style of piano or keyboard you like above the others?
Piano, I recently have been getting a lot into ambient piano. and sometimes a little bit of the art drone kind of stuff. I love the ambient piano and ambient keyboards, where everything is very, very washed. But I guess, I have a long history of funk piano or keyboards, Rhodes, clav. That's always really fun to play. I guess if I had to play a keyboard, right now I'm into the ambient stuff, but I do love to play funk too.
How did Alchemy, your music label, get inspired?
I lived in Czech Republic, and in the Czech Republic, back in the medieval ages, alchemists were all over the place. That was the hottest thing, is like alchemists and, you know, turning lead into gold and the whole process of transformation. And I became fascinated with the history of alchemy in Prague. And so I would go to these museums and I would read all about this stuff. And when I decided, put a little label together last year and start using it as a platform to not only do my music, but music like Hung's, and other artists, local artists here, I thought, oh, it's kind of like transformation. So it's kind of like alchemy. So I called it Alchemy. That's how it started.
What's up next in the program?
Loss of Sister Bernadette. She was on that first plane that I was supposed to be on as well, but somebody paid somebody. So Sister Kateri got us on one of the last planes out of Saigon. But Sister Bernadette, it was actually the one who was present at my birth at Saigon Hospital. And she perished in that first plane.
That was The Loss of Sister Bernadette. This is open-ended. Feel free to jump in, either of you, if you feel like you can embellish more. How did both of you meet and start this musical duo?
Oh, this crazy guy walked into place I was working with a flute, and he just started playing out of nowhere. And we started talking and then realized, oh, we're both from the Twin Cities. And that's kind of how it started, you know.
Fifth Avenue, to be more exact, at the store there. Yeah. But I would play my flute that I got from that store, and I'd play it up and down Fifth Avenue. And for practice, but again, it's to bring joy to a town that needs it. So, and then that's when we met, exactly. Mm-hmm. But then she was telling me she wanted to collaborate at some point in time, and we waited for a long time because we were too busy. And I finally actually did call her when I was in Las Vegas at the airport and said, it's time. It's time that we do something. And we did.
Yeah, we pretty much sat down at my house and just started to play, and it was fun. So we're like, this is great, you know?
What's up next for the program?
It'd be 1979, and it'd be the title. After I got to the United States, the Vietnam War was very fresh in all the children's minds. And although my parents were very good at they got my sister and I to a private school, I had to ride the public school buses. And these children had strong connections with Vietnam. And I was, my very first day of school, I was introduced into words that I've never heard before, but they were said in such hatred and anger, I knew it wasn't good. It was a very strange, scary, painful time. And that's what 1979 is about.
That was 1979, the story of a childhood in America being removed from one's own country. After Dreamscape, what other musical projects will the two of you tackle?
Well, what I would like to do is we've kind of done something here for this program about Hung's journey from Saigon or from Vietnam as a small child, as an infant through Operation Babylift to being here in the United States. I'd love to embellish that a little bit more and make it a little bit more orchestrally ambient, maybe, I guess would be the, you know, maybe we'll try that as well.
And that and just play is, I don't know, recording is very new to me, so I'm very much okay with my taking all my flutes down to the botanical gardens and playing. I follow Jen's lead when it comes to that. That's why she's my producer.
What's up next for the program?
Disquieted.
What's the story behind Disquieted?
It's overall relaxation of the fact that, okay, this is just the way it is. And, I'm gonna do what I can to live in this world with everybody else and kind of put up with all their stuff. And hopefully they put up with some of mine. And that's pretty much what that is about.
Are there any other instruments or other styles either of you want to branch out into?
I'm pretty much set with keyboards. I mean, as far as changing an instrument, I'd love to use other instruments in everything that we do. But, I mean, as far as other styles, I also like electronica very much. You know, I like Aphex Twins and stuff like that. So I'd like to combine a little bit of that and having a classical background, it can get a little bit, you know, pretty crazy. I like that kind of stuff. So I'd like to do a little bit more like that kind of, like Aphex Twin and I don't know. Chemical Brothers.
And I've been working on covers from like Celine Dion and stuff like that. So it's like completely different.
What will you be playing first next?
Sovereignty. Pretty much just telling you that I'm legal to be here. I am, you know, I'm one of you still. I really am. I'm here in America doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have a job. I'm one of you. Please accept me.
So would you say that piece you just played for Sovereignty was a move from surrender, like we talked about with Disquietude, to more of acceptance and empowerment?
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about Dreamscape. If there was one thing you wanted your listeners to experience with this music, what would it be?
I guess I would like to experience, I guess, relaxation and into their own mind, to be able to close their eyes and escape. Without having a chemical in their body or without having stress. And I guess that's the overall picture of why we play or why I play. It's just the fact that it's to relax the mind. And it's always been that way for me.
Finally, where can people hear you perform in the area?
Right now, we're not doing any live gigging right now or any shows. I'm hoping that as soon as Dreamscape is actually pressed and the CDs are available, right now it's being mastered. We'll press up some CDs, and I'm hoping by the fall we'll be doing some more shows. Something with the Naples Art Alliance, we'll be playing there for sure. And you know, during the upcoming season for, was it 2014 now? hopefully some places in Naples, you know. I'd love to do some small theaters or something like that, but we'll see how it goes.
Normally, churches, small churches is what I get to play for as a solo artist normally. Mm-hmm. And then also at the at my bike shop, I always have my flutes there. But otherwise, yeah, there isn't anything right now we do on a regular basis.
It's pretty much a recording project at the moment. But you never know what will happen in the future.
It's just hard to lug a piano around.
It's really big. You need a lot of roadies for that.
And what is the final piece on the program?
Elation. Elation, it's the finally, it's after, you know, almost 40 years that there's a healing that is happening. And it's weird it took this long to get there. And that's what that's all about.
That was Elation by our guest Hung Fuk Lee on the A Triple Flute, previously accompanied by Jennifer Ruzicka. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. Thank you for being here today. And Jennifer.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us.